The opposition in Bahrain has called for sweeping actions, including sanctions against the Manama regime for suppressing its own people. The opposition has, in a statement to the UN Human Rights Council, called for an end to all arms trade with Manama for killing and cracking down on the Bahraini people. It's also demanded that Europe put a travel ban on high-profile Bahraini officials, including the king's sons, for torture and other human rights abuses. Western and Arab-sponsored media have also been criticized for hiding the Al Khalifa regime's horrendous crimes against peaceful protesters. The opposition has accused such media of being complicit in criminal acts that have led to the death of nearly 150 Bahrainis over the past 3 years. Mr. Dominic Kawakeb with the Bahrain Justice and Development Movement is with us now on the line from Geneva. Mr. Kawakeb, have any human rights groups, organizations come up with evidence to suggest that the king's sons, specifically who were mentioned in this report, have been involved in rights abuses and torture?
Well, there are definitely allegations from local NGOs who have said such things. Some detainees themselves have, after being released, made allegations that those individuals have been involved with torture. But it seems that it's a far wider issue, which is a systematic issue of torture within the Bahraini regime. It's not just one or two individuals. It seems that in almost every criminal investigation that's being carried out, there is always the prevalent use of torture in order to gain false confessions from detainees.
And we've also got a reference to what's being called the Western and Arab-sponsored media in the way that they've been covering the ongoing political crisis in Bahrain. Would you also blame the media for at least not raising awareness about the situation in Bahrain?
Yes, certainly. I think the media has a large responsibility to cover any issue where humans are being downtrodden or are facing a difficult time. And unfortunately, with regards to Bahrain, there hasn't been enough coverage regularly in the media about what's been happening. And not only has there not been enough in terms of quantity, but also in terms of quality of the coverage. Also, it hasn't been good enough. They haven't been looking at the real issues. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say that there is nothing happening in Bahrain. There is constantly every single day protests happening, even if the media is not, even if media is not covering it.
And do you think the same when it comes to human rights abuses and violence used against the protesters? Do you think that this violence is also ongoing on an almost daily basis as these protests, continue?
Yes, absolutely. This is absolutely what we're observing. Every single time there is a peaceful protest from young people in Bahrain talking about rights abuses, every single time they're faced down by mass tear gassing, a completely disproportionate use of repression against the people of Bahrain. Tear gassing, bird shotgun, there's countless injuries happening every single day. And this is the response. Every time the people of Bahrain come out to protest and have their voice heard, they face repression and they face victimization. So that is happening absolutely on a daily basis.